You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to a Monday. It's a beautiful Monday. It's a Monday, but it's a beautiful Monday. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
Actually... awesome.
Good.
It's a beautiful Monday. And it's awesome outside, so Boomer's beautiful. Tried to make it a B.
Boomer's booming right now.
Booming. That's
right. All right, good deal. Like all right, hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Cool stuff. So at 3 o'clock today, our friend Todd Stacey, who is the publisher of Alabama Daily News, is going to be on with us talking about, my gosh, y'all, did you... Congressional District 2. Remember last week when I said I wasn't sure if anybody was going to sign up? We might have a competitive race. 21 people qualified. 21 people for one seat have qualified to run. Huh? Tell me there's not going to be a runoff in that race. We'll talk with Todd Stacey about all of the machinations of who signed up when and what who's running where and what incumbents are not signing up again. We'll talk through it all with Todd Stacey at 3 o'clock. And then at 3:45, our U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville's calling in. They're trying to wear him down again, trying to go to the floor of the Senate, trying to ding him, make him look like something he's not. And so that's happening probably in the next day or two. And we're going to get the advanced scoop on the effort from right there at the horse's mouth, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, 3:45. Stand by for that. And then there's a triple dipper full of stuff. So hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, election machinations. Oh, I mean, all of them. There's stuff happening around the nation right now that's just like, just kind of crazy. Like, how is that going to work there? And what's going to happen over here? And what happened to that Senate race over there? And who didn't decide to run again? We're going to talk about it in a big picture. And then where are the polls? Who's saying what? All of it. We'll talk about election machinations on a broad scale, and then we'll bring it back home to Alabama with Todd Stacey at 3. Number two, it's not woke world. It's kind of different. I'm calling it culture wars. We've done it before. Culture wars. It's when you see literally two cultures clashing with each other. Like, we've got some extremes right now that are just clashing on a regular basis right here in our country, and we'll talk about it. Number two on the triple dipper, culture wars. And then number three, I'm calling it trickle-up economics. Yeah, because what's happening at the grassroots is affecting us all up above. So where's the economy going? Well, there's things that happen on the broad scale in D.C., and sometimes they trickle down, and I believe that actually works. And then there's trickle-up. That's when things happen at the grassroots, and they work their way up, and they wind up having a dramatic impact on all of us. So we're going to talk about some things that are going on right now that may impact all of us in the form of trickle-up economics. That's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my opening comments, my monologue, my right side way. I want to remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of incredible clinics all across our listening area. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way. They've got great locations all over our listening area. Find the one closest to you, and if you need them, they're there 7 days a week, y'all. And they'll see all ages. I always say it's geriatric down to pediatric. They'll take care of you. Southern Immediate Care. You check them out if they're there if you need them. And they're the sponsor of the Right Side Way. So let me just start by saying this is not meant to be pessimistic. I'm not saying this as a pessimist. I've always believed the glass is half full, but... I would be pragmatic. I predict that between now and the next election, which is exactly 1 year away, that we're going to have some difficult situations as a nation, as a culture, and as believers. I do, really. I mean, the left is not going to give up ground easily. They have had a veritable buffet of overindulgence in the last 3 years. And if you think they're going to let their salacious appetites be curbed all of a sudden, or their rampant desire for control be curtailed, well, you're mistaken. We have got to be ahead of the game. As conservatives, as Christians, we cannot let our guard down. And let me tell you, it'll be easy to become angry. Don't do it. It'll be easy to become hateful. Don't do it. It'll be easy to discourage. Don't do it. But I'll tell you what else will be easy. In the face of an onslaught of liberal hatefulness, it will become easier and easier to feel like things are just too big for us to make a difference. Don't do it. I mean, seriously, how many times have I come on the air and told you all that you are the resistance? You're the grassroots of America. You're the actual fabric of this country, the salt of the earth. And you need to know that no matter how little you may think of your own capabilities or your own difficulties, you really can make a difference. So as I was thinking about this and putting my comments together, I was reminded of a story, it's a true story, about a guy who doubted his own abilities to do anything meaningful. I mean, his life was just too dark. His past was too awful. His sins were too great, and yet he did amazing things anyway. The guy's name is Sam Childers. You can look him up. I encourage you to do so. This guy was so dark and unable to see his way to the light. He became so well known, though, that books and movies have been written about him. So Sam Childers was born in 1963. By the time he reached middle school, he'd begun a years-long abuse of heavy drugs. But he got his life straight long enough to do a stint in the Marine Corps, but after his time in the service, he entered the world of outlaw biker gangs, and he specifically rode with a group called the Highwaymen. It's a gang that has a long history of racketeering, murder for hire, assault, drug trafficking, theft, all of it. But despite his lifestyle, though, he still married a woman named Lynn, and she had her own issues. Well, Childers wound up going to prison. And when he got out, he found his wife had quit her job as a stripper because she had accepted Christ as her Savior. He didn't know what to do with that, so immediately he went back to the biker life, filled up with crime and drugs, until one night while he was stoned on heroin, he almost killed a man. And it was a moment that brought him to his knees, and he agreed to go to church with his wife, where he was radically saved. So now he was a Christian, but life wasn't easy. His lifestyle still had consequences. But he got stable work as a contractor. He helped his best friend get sober. He saw stability for the first time in years. That was in like 1992, but in 1997, Childers went on a mission trip to the continent of Africa, and he spent time in war-torn Sudan. In Sudan, he saw firsthand the brutality of a beastly warlord named Joseph Kony, who ran a massive insurgent criminal group called the Lord's Resistance Army. The LRA, the Lord's Resistance Army, was branded a terrorist group by international organizations. Kony and the LRA are brutal, and Sam Childers saw firsthand the number of people who were being maimed and brutalized. He saw children who would walk for miles to be able to sleep near an orphanage where he spent his time on the mission trip because it was safer than it was in their villages. And what he also saw were child soldiers, children who had been kidnapped from their homes, made into slaves, brainwashed, taught to kill. Children as young as 7 to 10 years old were called soldiers in Kony's LRA. Well, Sam Childers came home a changed man. He felt led to do something, but what did he know? What could he do? I mean, who was he to believe he could do anything? I mean, look at his past. Look at his troubles. And he was just getting to enjoy life. But yet he knew he could not sit idle, and so he started an orphanage in South Sudan. And he began to minister to those kids. And then more than once, Sam Childers took up arms, and he rescued kids from being trafficked or turned into mindless child soldiers. And he wasn't perfect. He wrestled with his own faith at times. He stretched the boundaries of what his family could stand. He has some regrets to this day about some of the ways he pursued his calling. But he's worked through those, and to this day, he still has hundreds of children in Sudan, Uganda, Ethiopia, who are in the care of his organization called the Angels of East Africa. And there are those who questioned his methods. He was too rough, they said. He was too coarse, they said. His response was to ask them, quote, "If a madman came in and abducted your child, and I said to you I could bring your child home, would it matter to you how I brought them home?" In 2011, actor Gerard Butler starred in the movie called The Machine Gun Preacher, and it's about the life of Sam Childers. Books and TV shows have been dedicated to his remarkable story. And in 2013, Sam Childers received the Mother Teresa Award for Social Justice. Go figure. A former outlaw biker with a rap sheet as long as your arm, now he saves lost children by the score, and he's given an award named after Mother Teresa. I mean, don't tell me you can't do something. Don't tell me your life somehow disqualifies you from being effective. It's just not true. If Sam Childers can do the things that no one thought possible of a man like him, if he can make a difference in the lives of others, then I'd say that anybody can. But still, maybe you've got this overwhelming sense of inadequacy. Maybe you think you don't measure up. Well, I get that. I understand it. I can even relate to it. But it's still not true. Keep in mind that the greatest names in history had their moments. George Washington had times when he doubted that they could win the Revolutionary War. Audie Murphy was told he was too small for the Army, and he went on to win the Medal of Honor. Football great Rocky Blyer, he suffered massive injuries in Vietnam, was told he would never play football again, but he came back home and he went on to be a four-time Super Bowl champion. Even Moses, when he stood in front of the burning bush and he heard the voice of God call him to lead his people out of Egypt, he actually asked God, "Who am I that you would send me?" And Moses followed up a minute later by telling God he wasn't a good speaker, that his words would get tangled up. But in the end, look what Moses did in spite of his initial feelings of not being at all qualified. So yeah, what I know is this. We're coming into a crucial year. 2024 is a year in which we need all hands on deck, y'all. All hands on deck. Our culture is at risk. Our nation is floundering in many ways. We cannot wait. There is a need for real and positive action right now. And we need every single one of us to be in the fray. I mean, you may think you're not qualified. You may think something about your own background holds you back. Nah. Look at the machine gun preacher. Try to tell me that again. So get in the fight. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. Machine Gun Preacher, by the way, I highly recommend the movie. Great flick. And was he difficult? Yeah. Did he alienate some people? Yeah. Did he rescue a lot of kids, do amazing things, and draw the attention of the whole world to a cause? Yeah. Check it out. It's a clear indication. If you're called and you're willing, you can get a lot done. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.